Hallelujah. Open your Bibles with me to Philippians chapter 1. Philippians 1. You know, yesterday we had a team leadership meeting, and where our thought and theme this year is Team Spirit 2016. Our scripture reference was Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. And we as a body of believers want to be led by the Spirit. Amen? So in Philippians chapter 1, the Apostle Paul was writing to the church at Philippi. In verse number 25, he says, "And having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith, that your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus Christ for me by my coming to you again. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit and one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel." The title of this morning's message is Holy Ghost Conduit. Now, one of the definitions in Webster's dictionary for conduit is a means of communicating. Okay? So what we're looking at is, what are we communicating in our conversation, in our consistency, and in our cooperation? All right? These are the three things that we're going to look at today. So let's lift our word together, and can we make a declaration together in the house of the Lord? Repeat after me, say, I believe. This is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I could be. Today, I will hear God's word, and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Speak to me, Lord. I am listening. My ears are open, and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we're so grateful for your word, and we're so grateful that you sent it here to accomplish something in our midst today. So, Father, I thank you, Father God, that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom, Father God. And Lord Jesus, I pray that freedom will come to every heart and every life of each and every one that's gathered here today. May we not leave here in the same manner that we came. May we be renewed, refreshed, refilled, Father God. Lord, just have your way in this place. Have your way. And Lord, speak to me today. May the words that come forth be from you and not me. And when all is said and done, you'll receive all the glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Now, in the New King James Version, it says, only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. New King James says, your conduct. But first, a means of communicating, the first question we want to pose as children of God, what are we communicating with our conversation? With our conversation, with the words that we speak. In other words, are we talking the talk? So look with me in James chapter 3, and let's see what the Lord has to say to us concerning that subject. In James chapter 3, verse number 13, the Word of God says, "Well, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom." Now understand that when James is writing here, he's writing concerning the words that are coming out of your mouth. "But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated. It's full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Now let's say where we're going. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. The writer James is talking about the words that are coming out of our mouth. Are the words that we're speaking, are they edifying? Are they encouraging? Are they good? Are they to build up or are they to tear down? You know, so it's so important as children of God, as we're walking in the Spirit, as we're operating in the Spirit, that those words of the fruit of the Spirit is what comes out of our mouth. Amen? Amen. So look with me in Psalms 50. Lord, a lot of times when I speak, it's like an attorney that's going to prove the case. Amen? So we're going to align it with God's Word and let God's Word accomplish what He sent it to do, because He prepared your heart to receive it today. Amen?
Amen.
So He says in Psalms 50, verse 23, He says, "Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God." Amen. Amen. So we need to align up our words. Our words should be aligned with the Word of God. He gives us instructions in Ephesians 4. So let's look at Ephesians 4. Remember what we're talking about. We're talking about being led by the Spirit, that we're vessels of the Holy Ghost. Our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. That what we are communicating in our conversation, we're talking about the communication and the communicating with our conversation. We're talking about talking the talk. Ephesians 4, 22 says this, that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, amen, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. I was looking at that this morning when I was praying. The Lord was saying, it's sort of like this. If you go out and you work out there in the garden, or you're working out in the field all day and you get ready to take a shower, you know, you take off your dirty clothes and you get clean and you take your shower and then you put on some clean clothes. You don't come in and try to put the clean clothes over top of the dirty clothes, because the dirty clothes are still going to bleed through the clean clothes. Amen. And all of a sudden, it may look all right for a little bit. It may seem all right for a little bit. But eventually, the tide smell will fade away and the odor smell would start to grow. You understand what I'm saying? So what he is saying to you and I, as children of the Most High God, we're to put off the old man and the old conversation. I don't talk like I used to talk. In other words, when those conversations come up, what aren't godly and aren't edifying, I'm not laughing at them. I'm not joking with them. I'm not partaking in them, you know, because that's not me. I'm not that man anymore. God did something new. He said that I was a new creation.
Amen.
In Christ Jesus. Old things died. And behold, all things became new. See, I can't keep holding on to the old and expecting the new. He says, that way I will be double-minded. He says, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Amen? Not just in one, but in everything. Amen? So as we're being led by the Spirit, he says in verse 29 of Ephesians 4, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying or building up, that it may minister grace to the hearers. Because when I let evil communication come out of my mouth, I grieve the Holy Spirit, according to the next verse. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you were sealed unto the day of redemption. Remember, he is talking about our words. Then he says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Amen? Amen? Amen. So look with me in 2 Peter. James says this little member is a little hard to control. But in 2 Peter verse number 10, and let me say this. He says, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Amen? In other words, what is he saying? He has said, today is the day to allow God to arise and let the enemy be scattered. Today is a day where we need to take dominion over our words. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. What God says is what are we fill our heart with is what's going to come out of our mouth. If I'm filling my heart with God's word, what's going to come out of my mouth is life. Life's going to proceed out of this mouth. And when life doesn't proceed out of this mouth, when it does, I try to catch it before it gets too far. I try to knock that word out of the airway. Amen? I don't let it accomplish something and keep going. We got to take over authority over it. Amen? We're talking about being led by the Spirit of God. We're talking about God getting ready to pour something out in this world like never before. And he is speaking to the body of Christ. And he is saying, it's time for us to let God arise and let the enemy be scattered. We're not the enemy and we don't act like the enemy. We're not the enemy and we don't act like that. We're a new creation. I need to let the Holy Ghost fill me up and overflow. You know, a lot of you are trying to do things on your own strength. He said, for as many as are led by the Spirit. You can't be led by the Spirit unless you're filled with the Spirit. That's right. Yeah. Amen? We ought to be in a place, Lord, I need all of you. I need as much as the Holy Ghost as I can get. Because I don't know about you, I got a lot of flesh to deal with. Hello? I got years of flesh to deal with. So I need me some more Holy Ghost. You with me? He says, now the question is first, as we're a Holy Ghost conduit or a vessel, conduit also another use is it's a pipe that they run wires through that brings power from one place to another. Amen? And we're Holy Ghost conduit. As we're connected to the source, there's power that flows through the conduit. Amen. So it's so important for us to get control of the words we say. You know, so many times I believe that we feed the adversary too much. And we give the adversary too much credit. You know, we got that old thing, the Flip Wilson, that the devil made me do it. Yeah. Devil ain't going to make you do nothing. God says there's no temptations coming to you which isn't common to man. And God always gives a way of escape. Hello? Are we in the same room? Amen. Amen. Did you think that you were going to come into the house of God and not get challenged today? Hello? There's a lot of good feelings in here, but there's a lot of correction, instruction, and righteousness too. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Smile at your neighbor and say, it's okay. God loves you. He's not here to beat you up. He's here to transform your heart. Change your thinking. Amen. Get us out of stinky thinking to kingdom thinking. Hallelujah. Anybody with me? Secondly, Holy Ghost conduit, means of communicating, not only our conversation, but also in our consistency. Not only do we talk the talk, but we walk the walk. Is anybody with me? Amen. We walk the walk. Turn with me to Galatians chapter 5 for a moment. Now, the Apostle Paul is making reference here to the church of Galatia concerning circumcision. It's concerning the law. But we could take this and we could expound on it just a little bit more. Galatians 5:1 says this: Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Now, the yoke that he was speaking of was circumcision in this text. We have a circumcision done without hands through Christ Jesus and through grace and mercy and love. But at the same time, God wants to say to you, hey, let's not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage that God has delivered you out of. How many has God delivered out of something in the house? Amen. Amen. So he is saying to us now, it's about us walking with consistency. Look with me in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. And let's see what the apostle says about hanging out. About who I'm hanging with. Is anybody here? The Word of God says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, he says, Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial or the devil? And what part hath he that believeth with an infidel or a non-believer? And what agreement half the temple of God with idols. For ye are the temple of the living God, as God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and my daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. In other words, I'm not hanging where I used to hang. I become an element of what I surround myself with. The devil wants me to think that I can reach them. I don't reach them by myself. God never sent his apostles or his disciples out by himself. He sent them out two by two. Someone should always be with you that holds you accountable. How many know the devil will come in subtly? He will not come in all at once. He's a sneaky little booger. Hello? He'll try to bring back them old things. How many know that sin in this world feels good to the flesh? Is anybody with me? But what we for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. In other words, I'm led by the Spirit of God. I'm not hanging with them. I'm in this world, I'm not of this world. I work with them, I walk with them, I'm in a city, in a world that I'm amongst them, but I'm not hanging with them any longer. Hello? Well, Pastor, that ain't right. God loves them. He sure does. And he loves you too. He loves you so much, he don't want you to go back to that old person you were. He doesn't want you to fall back to that old junk again. Amen. He don't want you to fall into the deception and the lies of the adversary that makes you think that it's okay. God said, be ye separate. He called us not to be unequally yoked with them. Amen. I'm not hanging with you. I'm not agreeing with what they're doing anymore. I still love them, but I'm not coming into agreement with them. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And we still pray for them, and we'll still reach them. We'll still share the love of God. You know, I ain't going to go and hang out in darkness and expect light to shine. Hello? And if you want to reach your brother and sister with the saving knowledge of Christ, do it in the daytime. Hello? Do it in the daytime. We're children of the day, not of night. Why? Because darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness, the people. Amen? You know, there's a difference between day and night. You know, normally, I don't know about you, but darkness really comes out strong at night. When sun goes down, he starts rising up. Not that he isn't out in the day. Amen? But he's saying to you and I, it's about our consistency. You know, our actions will speak louder than our words. Hello? I must just be preaching to me. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to listen to you. I'm not going to go out and do that, Lord, because I believe it, and your word said it, and you said it for a purpose and a reason. Hello? Amen? 2 Peter chapter 3. Verse 17, it gives us kind of instructions how we can do this. He says, ye therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. See, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all you're getting, get understanding. Amen? God wouldn't give us these things in his instructions if they weren't for our benefit. And when I continue to walk contrary, what I'm saying to him is, I know more than you do. He says, humble ourselves. Amen. This is the rule book. As a kid, I didn't like rules. I don't think any of us like rules. But the rules were for what? For my benefit. You know, there's rules in everything in life. God has rules. One thing about God's rules, he rules, and if you follow him, you'll be able to keep them. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Many times we try to do these things on our own strength, and we're not strong enough. We can't do it. Amen? So he says first, Holy Ghost conduit, we're vessels for God, and we're being led by the Spirit. We're children of God, and we're communicating good in our conversation. We're speaking blessings, not cursings. We're speaking life, not death. We're walking the walk. We're living consistently. Come follow me as I follow Jesus. Amen? Amen? Let your light so shine before men that they see your good works and give the Father in heaven all the glory. Amen. That's not here. That's out there. Amen. We're letting the consistency, we're walking steadfastly with him. We're letting God's glory shine through our lives. Amen. Amen. It makes them, you know, God's kingdom always works contrary to what the world does. Just the opposite. The world says somebody curses you, you curse them stronger or greater. God says, bless them that curse you and despitefully use you for my name's sake, for great is your reward. Amen. In other words, I'm to react in a different way if I'm being led by the Spirit. Now, if I've been led by the flesh, when flesh comes out, flesh is pretty strong. I got a loud voice. I can probably get a little louder. Are we with me?
Amen.
Talking the talk. Walking the walk. Thirdly, he's going to talk about our cooperation. You know, in Judges chapter 20, verse 11, and one of the things that spoke to my heart is, and I shared the other night, is the children of Israel were 400,000 strong. And they were going out against Mizpah as an army. And the Bible says that they were knit together as one man. Amen? And what he's speaking to me about is our cooperation, coming in agreement, walking in unity together as a body. We have one adversary. He comes in different forms, but we don't wrestle with flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against darkness, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Our battle is not with people. And what the Lord wants you to understand is, it's not about someone's personality. Don't get caught up in personalities. We're unified in Christ Jesus. I don't care what your background is. I don't care where you come from. I don't care where you were raised. I don't care if you're rich, poor, middle class. It doesn't make any difference. I don't care if you're red, white, black, green, purple. It doesn't matter. Hey, we have one Spirit, the Spirit of God. We're all born of the same Spirit, the Spirit of Christ. We all are the body of Christ. Amen. And we can come together in unity. You know, Jonathan and his armor bearer in 1 Samuel 14:7, the Bible says that their hearts were one. They were coming together. You know, out of the abundance of our heart, if our mouth is speaking, out of the abundance of our heart, we're connected greater than you could imagine. You know what connects us is the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. You know the problem that we're having? You don't understand, Pastor. I'm really trying to be a good Christian. I'm really trying to do good. I'm really trying to do this and trying to do that. But I want you to understand something. I want you to get this today. If you get this one thing, you'll never be able to overcome your flesh and the adversary without being filled with the Holy Spirit. You'll never be able to do it. That's when God arises and the enemy is scattered. God wants to fill every vessel in this room. God didn't do something half the way. God does things all the way. I serve an all the way God. Amen. He doesn't stop midway through. He gave us the very best. Amen. He wants to equip us to fight this fight. You know, in Acts chapter 2, When the day of Pentecost was come and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and they began to speak with other tongues, what the Lord showed me is in Acts chapter 2, verse 46, the Bible says, and they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. The connector. Praising God. And having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily as should be saved. Amen. God wants us to be in a cooperation. And we're co-op. We're in the body of Christ. We're all in the same family. Amen. Are you hearing me? So look with me in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 22. He says, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. What is God saying to us today in closing? He is saying simply this. He said that we are Holy Ghost vessels, or we're Holy Ghost conduit. This conduit is a means to communicate. And what he is saying to you and I, for us as his children, to communicate life and blessings. And as we're communicating this, that not only that, that we're walking consistently. Amen?
Amen.
We're walking consistently. And thirdly, that we're cooperating. Hallelujah. We're cooperating with one another. You know, it's the Spirit of God that unifies us. It's the Spirit of God that will make our differences unimportant. You know, in Christ, it's the only way, rather you're a rock and roller, you're a headbanger, you're a country person, no matter what you are, it doesn't matter. In Christ, you're all the same. God doesn't look at one differently than he does another. The Bible says he's no respecter of persons.
Amen.
That he loves each and every one. God wants you to know that he has a plan in every heart and in every life of this room. And that he just wants us to have his very best. Oh, there's nothing better than our salvation that was purchased for us on the cross of Calvary. But along with that salvation, he gave us some fringe benefits. As a child of God, I have fringe benefits. And when I'm filled with the Spirit of God, I can operate in those benefits. And I have revelation and understanding of everything that God's done for me. Amen. God has a plan in every heart and life, and he won't change his mind. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful today for your word. We're so grateful that you sent your word to accomplish what you sent it to the house to do. I'll never close a service without giving an opportunity. If you're here today and you do not know Jesus, or maybe you slipped away and you need to return your heart to him, would you just say, Pastor, that's me. May I see your hand? The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Will you answer the call? Hallelujah. Father, I'm grateful, Father God, that you're the searcher of all hearts and all lives. Can we all just stand? We're getting ready to take Holy Communion. We can just make our ways up. Make our